conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:06 on Channel 6.
Brown County 911, the address of your emergency?
21262, Gary Irvin's place.
Okay,
I believe he's passed away. I'm his neighbor.
You just came over and found him?
No, his wife's laying there. She's in bad health. And she called my house and I came down. And it don't look good.
Okay. All right. And it is Gary Irvin.
Gary Irvin, 21262.
All right, honey. They've
been here before.
What's your name?
My name's Larry Williams.
Okay. Larry, how is she doing?
She's laying here on the bed, but she's in bad health. She can't breathe.
Okay.
She's under hospice care. Gary's laying in bed. And I think he's deceased.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll be here.
All right, Larry. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, boy, 42. Check up.
Hey, 42, I'm okay.
Check okay, 11:07, break.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're now receiving a call, 21262, U.S. Route 68. Caller's advising she went over to her neighbor's. The neighbor, code 16, good.
Okay, stand by.
Conversation recorded on January 1st. 2013 at 11:08 on channel 1.
Brown County 911.
Yes, I just called you.
Yes.
There's something else wrong. She shot herself. I didn't know that.
Okay, Larry, honey.
Yes.
Did she call you?
Please.
You said she called you?
Yeah, she called me.
Okay, when did she call you?
Oh, about 10 minutes ago. But she done. There's a gun laying there. I didn't see it. I asked her what she done. She just get somebody here.
Okay, Larry, listen to me, okay?
Yes.
I got help for you coming, but I need you to just step outside of the residence, okay?
All right, I will.
All right, you just
right,
step outside and wait on him, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013. At 11:10 on channel 24.
Station 80. Standby possible response 21262, U.S. Route 68. 2 possible DOA. Station 80. Standby possible response 21262, U.S. Route 68. 2 possible cardiac arrest. Member in charge of public service for details. KN80 290 WNIJ 318.
11:11. Avoy 42.
42, go ahead.
Avoy 42, do you have cell service?
Affirmative.
Okay, as soon as you can, I need you to give me a public service.
You're clear.
Station 80, standby possible response 21262, U.S. Route 68, 2 possible DOA. Station 80, standby possible response 21262, U.S. Route 68, 2 possible cardiac arrest. Member in charge of public service for details, KN80 290 WNIJ 318, 11:11.
Conversation recorded on January 1st. 2013 at 11:12 on channel 11.
Brown County Communications.
Let me know if he starts getting too slammed with that, and I'll try to call and get permission and get somebody else to help him.
Well, he's got
on a verbal, and he's got a dead body.
No, he's got a dead body and the wife laying next to him dying, unknown if she shot herself or shot him or what.
Oh, God. Did you guys already call IMV?
No, no. We're trying to get him to call so we can tell him.
You don't even understand what he's got?
No!
He's on that verbal, isn't he?
She keeps trying to impart to him that's important, you know, that
yeah.
he talk to her.
She just needs to call him on his phone.
She's got him.
Fuck.
Hang on, Tessa.
Hello.
He's got a dead body and then the wife laying next to him dying.
Dying?
They don't know if it's gunshots or what.
They call squad? Should I call
Tab? No. They're getting Tab.
Oh, hey, they calling? Somebody's fucking calling. They don't know what he's doing.
That's what I said. Let me know if I need to call for my house.
He's going to work
the jail. You can call Tab, like... He don't even know what he's got yet. They're just not telling him on the phone.
He's going to freak out.
They'll call an investigator, but that's going to take a while. She's probably going to need another raid unit. I'll probably call Fed or something. That's a murder or some shit.
Murder.
The wife is not dead yet, laying next to the husband. Maybe he saw her and then...
Or vice versa.
Yeah, but she didn't die and he went ahead and killed himself or something?
Maybe, yeah.
Or somebody went in and shot both of them. They don't know what kind of wound. They don't know yet what it is. What kind of wound. The neighbor.
Oh, I'm
rambling
to me.
What's this guy getting calls like that?
Yeah, he better fucking
handcuff the
neighbor.
Take the scene
off, get a statement, and then
give
that bitch
my... Should I hang up? Because they got me on hold, but I'm thinking they probably
already got. Yeah, yeah.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:12 on channel 12.
Brown County Communications.
Hey.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is Chad getting bond?
Well, he's on a domestic and we just got a call. I need him. To go to ASAP. He's calling now, but a man called us and said that his female neighbor called him and said that her husband had passed away sometime in the middle of the night. She is a hospice patient. He died right beside her in bed. She's unable to move or breathe. And so the neighbor it took him about 10 minutes to get dressed and get over there. Well, he gets over there, and there's a gun by the female, and she's dead also.
Is she dead also?
That's what he said.
Okay.
So he's going to need some help. I don't know.
All right. Let me make a call.
Okay. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye. County Communications.
This is Captain 85 with Fayetteville.
Uh-huh.
What we got going on there?
Okay, we got a call from a male subject, advised his neighbor, elderly lady, called him and said that sometime in the middle of the night her husband passed away in bed, and she was a hospice patient, advised that she was unable to get up
okay.
on her own. So the neighbor said, okay, give me a few minutes. He got dressed and went over, and when he went over there, he found the female still in bed with the male, and there's a gun beside her, and she's dead also.
I see. Okay. Well, we'll be heading out that way. what is stage?
Okay.
You got PD in route, apparently.
Well, I only have one deputy out of course today, and he's all the way down towards Higginsport, but the sergeant just called me, and he's going to try and make some calls and get someone else out and headed that way.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:12 on channel 14.
Hey, it's Chad. What's going on?
Larry Williams just called me and said his neighbor called and said for him to come over there. Her husband was dead. And he went over to the house, and she's a hospice patient. So he said she's not doing good. She can't move or get out of the bed. But he said her husband's laying next to her dead. And I said, okay, I will get someone up there. Then he called me back and was hysterical and said he thinks she shot herself. There's a gun lying next to her. There's a gun laying next to her that he didn't see when he originally went in. She was still alive when he called me the first time, Chad, but I told him to exit the residence.
Okay. Will you call on call IMB and
on call? Just trying to find get permission to call in some help for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, if you could get a hold of on call IMB and let him know what's going on.
Yes.
And tell him about that call, and I will clear this as ASAP and be en route.
Okay, it's the 21,000 block of 68.
Which is close to what?
Clinton County. It's in Perry Township.
All right, so it's on the other side of Fayetteville.
Let me make sure. It might not be north of Fayetteville. Maybe not north of Fayetteville. I'm hoping. I'm trying. I'm thinking.
Oh, I understand.
No, it's north. It's north of Fayetteville.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:15 on channel 10.
Brown County Communications.
Yeah, this is going to be a fail, though. I'm up at the station now.
Okay.
What is the thing?
Well, the neighbor called it in. He said the wife called him and said her husband was dead. So he went over there. He called me. He says she's a hospice patient. It's the Irvins. It's an emphysema. She has emphysema.
Okay.
Well, he said he called me back, and when he initially called, he said she can't move. He said she's a hospice patient. She's stuck in the bed and can't even move. He said, but I think he's dead. And I said, all right, well, he just called me a little bit ago and said, I think she shot herself. There's a gun laying there.
Oh, okay. So we're going to stage at the station until you guys get a
Yeah, I've got to get an SO unit or somebody up there to clear it for you because I don't know what you got.
Fayetteville PD is right in front of the station right here with us. You want him to go out there?
Well, I'm going to have to get somebody from the SO to give me clearance to do that, but we're
okay.
Trying to get a hold of somebody now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:16 on channel 9.
More, can I help you?
Buddy.
Yeah.
This is Christy, Comm Center. Did Johnson call you or anything?
Yeah, I'm on the phone with him now.
Okay. Chad just asked us to call IMV. It is you, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I gave Johnson all the information that we had, so I don't know what he's told you, but...
What's the address?
It's 21262.
Jesus, that's way up there.
Yeah, US Route 68.
Okay, so how many people are dead?
Two. The husband and wife.
Okay, 21262.
Uh-huh. And, of course, we had Fayetteville PD call in and say that they'd go out there if you wanted them to, but we didn't think you wanted them on our scene, your scene.
Right. But we don't have any units up there at all?
No. Chad's your only unit today, and he's down on Doe Point Road, Lewis Township, on a domestic. Tessa was trying to get a hold. She called over here, and she was going to try and get a hold of somebody to try and get call in help, but I don't know if she's been able to do that or not.
All right. Is your scene, the only people we have at the scene right now are just two dead people and the neighbor?
Right. The neighbor went over because she called him. She called him at first and said that her husband had passed away in the middle of the night. She's a hospice patient, couldn't get out of bed, and she was freaking out because she was stuck in bed with her deceased husband. Well, he said, give me a few minutes. I got to get dressed. He said he was over there within 10 minutes. He walked in, seen her laying beside him. There was a gun beside her, and neither one of them were responding, so we backed him out of the house. He's out of the house.
Okay. Let me get dressed, and I'll be en route up there.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Squad 80, standing by at station.
Squad 80, standing by at station 1117.
Hey, boy, 42, show me clear of this. Go ahead and give me the other defending.
Hey, boy, 42. It's going to be 21262. 21262, US Route 68. Contacted IMV. Your on-call unit will be en route shortly.
Okay, you're clear. I'll be en route.
Say in route 1121, break.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 1121 on channel 11.
Brown County Communications.
Hey, you guys talked to Buddy Moore?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's getting dressed.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to him a minute ago. I called him about that deal.
Yeah.
So, they sure is the guy sure both of them's dead?
No, he's not sure she's dead. He thought she was alive. He was trying to talk to her.
Yeah.
She's the one that's the hospice patient. She's dying.
Right. And I thought Chrissy said that she was dead, and there was a gun laying beside of her.
No, her husband is dead. Her husband is dead.
Okay, but a while ago, Chrissy told me that she was a hospice patient. She woke up and her husband was laying dead beside of her bed, and that he went over there and she was dead, and there was a gun laying beside of her.
No, she called him and told him that her husband was dead.
Yeah.
She's unable to move around. She's not ambulatory, so she wasn't even able to get up out of the bed away from
right.
him. And he says, I went over to help her. And the first time he called, he didn't even realize that she'd been shot. And he didn't see the gun. He called just to get help for her because her husband was dead.
Oh, so the old man has been shot.
Well, he didn't see any signs of him being shot. He called me back and said, oh, my God, there's a gun laying next to her. I asked her, what'd you do? But he said, she can't talk or nothing. He's like, I don't know what she's done. She may have shot herself. I think she shot herself.
Oh, okay.
And I said, Larry, just go outside. Get out of the house. Get away from the gun the whole nine yards until we can figure out what's going on. So.
Well, if you guys need me, just call me, okay? Because I called Chad. I know he's out by himself again.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just called to check on him when I got up, and, you know, and this, you know, you guys told me about this deal, and then I called Buddy. Because per our new policy, you know, an IV unit's going to go out anyway on suspicious death.
Yeah.
So, if you need me, give me a call.
Okay, will do.
All right, see you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:20. 1 on channel 12.
Brown County Communications.
Hey, it's Buddy.
Hey.
Did you guys get a hold of the coroner?
No. Do you want us to call them?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're heads up on it.
Okay, we will.
All right.
All righty.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, boy, 42.
God.
Just information on the Dew Point call. Female subject has left the residence. Male subject was in talks, unable to give a report. So I need you to mark and fax all information relating to this call over to my 25, please.
You're clear. 1123.
4 David 88.
4 David 88.
Does boy 42 want me to stand by when he, if he comes through to back him up?
4 David 88, my IMV unit should actually beat him on scene. He advised to have your unit stand by.
Okay, clear. Standing by. Hey, boy 42, just information. I'm going to have a lengthy ETA.
42, you're clear.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:26 on channel 10.
Hello?
Dr. Varnell?
Yes.
This is Beth with the 911 office. And
okay.
I have units en route to a scene that it was described to me as an elderly woman that is a hospice patient called her neighbor and said, my husband's died. Can you come help me? So he went over to help her. He said, she's in real bad health. She's not able to move around at all. And I said, okay. But he said, I come in here and her husband's dead. And I said, all right. I said, I'll get you some help out there. He then called back just a few moments later and said he believes that that woman shot herself after calling him because there's a gun lying next to her. So I may have two dead bodies in one residence. And I've no idea how either of them actually may have become that way.
Right. So where is this?
This is going to be at 21262 U.S. Route 68.
U.S. Route 68.
Yeah, that's north of Fayetteville, Dr. Varnell. It'll be just before you get to the Clinton County line.
So north of Fayetteville.
Yes.
And it's right on Route 68.
Yes, it is.
And it's 21262.
Yes.
And whom are the responding officers?
We had to contact Investigator Buddy Moore with the Sheriff's Office at home. We only had one officer on duty for the Sheriff's Office, and unfortunately he was working a case, a domestic, on the river.
Mm-hmm.
So he is en route, but his ETA is lengthy. Investigator Moore will be responding from his home there in Mount Orb.
Okay.
And,
so
of course,
I have
Fayetteville's EMS on standby at their building.
Okay, so 21262 U.S. Route 68.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
8590 surrounds the building.
En route to the building, 1126.
8590 on the scene.
85.
Yeah, I'm sitting here on the road to PD.
Hey, boy 24.
Hey, boy 24.
And the number's on 68, coming up.
21262, US Route 68.
David 83.
Hey, David 83.
Send me in route to Fayetteville.
8590.
Yeah, I have 480 response status. With my PD, but we might have the hospital services still on.
Hey, David, 83.
83, go ahead.
Hey, David, 83, we're being advised by Fire Chief 8590. He's in front of the residence with Fayetteville PD. Break.
Good.
He's advising there may be a viable subject still inside, stating that himself and Fayetteville PD are going to secure the scene. They're requesting squad.
83, okay.
4-88.
4-David-88.
Information 90 was checking another station out. We were looking for an individual. We were flagged. At the time, we were waiting for all.
4-David-88. I only copied every other word of your transaction. Try it again.
8590, I'm having trouble copying all your traffic. You're requesting that Squad 80 respond in. Your PD is in front of the residence with you. Try your other traffic.
Affirmative. We tell the sheriff's office PD is going to help me secure the scene. I might have one person still alive. Have Squad 80 respond.
You're clear. Squad 80.
Squad 80, clear.
Yeah.
Squad 80, you're clear on 8590, requesting you respond into the scene. May have one subject still viable. 8590.
8590. 8590,
I copy you. Go ahead.
Squad 80, on the back of the house. One female, DSW, it is dead, still breathing, conscious.
8590, I copy one female, GSW, to the chest, breathing and conscious. Squad 80, are you copying traffic?
Affirmative. Squad 80, 8590, you went for the air care on standby?
Put care flight on standby.
You're clear. You're clear on that, County? Put care flight on standby.
We're on scene.
Squad 80, right. I'm clear on care flight, making the public service now.
4-David-88, copy there.
Affirmative, go ahead.
Okay, myself and 90 was checking out another situation for a wanted person. We were flagged down, advised to this residence. Fire chief arrived and wanted us to go with him. We advised him not unless we had authorization.
David 83. 83, have them respond in and check the status of the patients.
You're clear. 4 David 88. Copy.
4 David 88, clear. Myself and David 90 are 37. And...
No, okay, show you both on scene 1139.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:40 on channel 9.
Brown County Communications.
What do you guys think you have up there? Say it, you're on suicide or what?
We don't even really know. The neighbor called and says the female called him, said that her husband died in the middle of the night, and she was a hospice patient, can't get out of bed on her own. So he got dressed and went over there within 10 minutes, and when he got there, there was a gun beside her, and she wasn't responding to him. So we backed him out of the residence.
So is anybody out there yet?
Well, Fayetteville took it upon themselves to go out there, but Buddy said to have them, since they're there, go ahead and check and make sure that the patient isn't, that we don't have a viable patient, either one of them.
Okay. All right.
So they're checking that right now, so I don't know.
Where was Chad coming from?
He was coming from Doe Point Road or somewhere in Lewis Township.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on by himself and was on that, it was a domestic, so.
Well, Buddy's going to beat him there by long.
Yeah, that's what, I told Buddy that and Chad that as well, of course. He knew that, but. So I don't know how this is going to play out or if it's going to have Chad tied up or what, but he's my only one.
I know, it's like Eric called in sick again today. All right, well, give me a little bit of team. I don't have my uniform or anything together yet, so let me get my uniform together and get shaved and cleaned up, and then I'll come out if I need something.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:40 on channel 10.
Flight, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam, this is Beth. This is Brown County 911.
Yeah.
I have a female with a GSW to the chest in the Fayetteville area, and they're requesting if you're available to be on standby for us.
And did AirCare turn it down?
I haven't called anybody
yet. You haven't called anybody else yet?
Nope.
Okay, give me 2 seconds here. And where? What's the address?
It is 21262 U.S. Route 68.
I will call you right back. Let me check with the pilot.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right,
bye. 4 David 88.
4 David 88.
1 DOA, 1 still alive.
Okay, I copy 1 DOA, 1 still alive. Can you give me some more status on the viable patient?
It's going to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Firearm has been secured.
Okay, can you tell where the injury is located?
It's going to be in the middle of the chest.
Okay, it's going to be right in the middle, or are we off to one side?
Pretty close to the middle, go ahead.
Okay, you're clear.
1143.
8590. $85.90.
Subject can't fly it in the air. Have the 85s come for an LZ. The LZ will be right here.
8590, I'm clear on that. Still waiting on a call back from CareFlight after speaking with the pilot. I'll keep you updated.
That's clear. GSW, left chest area. Still conscious, breathing, just conscious.
Conversation recorded on January 1st, 2013 at 11:43 on channel 11.
Brown County Communications.
Hey, it's Adam over at CareFlight.
Hey.
Unfortunately, weather is still no good for us.
No good. Okay.
Nope. All righty.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Station 85. Respond for LZ 21262, U.S. Route 68. Elderly female, GSW. Station 85. Respond 21262, U.S. Route 68. Elderly female, GSW. KN8290WNIJ3181143.
Fort David 88, reference to the DOA, was the subject also gunshot wound?
Unknown at this time, we believe it's natural causes. Body has not been disturbed.
Okay.
Conversation recorded on January 1st. 2013 at 11:44 on channel 10.
Good morning, Clint Memorial. This is Sharon. How may I help you?
Hi, Sharon. This is Beth with the Brown County 911 office.
Uh-huh.
I have my Fayetteville squad on a scene that's going to be up by 123, so it's near our county line.
Uh-huh.
They have a 71-year-old female with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the left chest.
Okay. Do you need the ER?
They're going to be coming there, and I kind of wanted to just give them a heads up.
Okay. Let me transfer you back to the ER.
Thanks,
okay?
Sharon. Okay.
Just a moment.
Key function and drugs. This service is...
Emergency room, this Wanda.
Hi, this is Beth with Brown County 911 Department.
Uh-huh.
I was calling to let you know that I have Fayetteville squad on the scene of a 71-year-old female with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the left chest.
Okay, a 71-year-old female with a...
self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Uh-huh.
To the left chest.
Okay.
She is also a terminal hospice patient with emphysema.
Uh-huh.
The Fayetteville cannot get a flight out due to weather, so they're going to be transporting to you.
Okay.
He wanted me to give you a heads up. They have not left yet.
Okay.
And it'll be, they're at the very northern part of my county, so it won't be that long before they're able to get to you once they do leave.
Okay.
But I just wanted to give you a heads up that I don't know if you'll, what you'll be able to do, but
okay.
I just wanted to let you know they've got a little bit of a mess coming in on you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 8590.
How you doing?
8590, Care Flight advising no flight due to weather. No flight due to weather.
Yes. 8590. We'll be going to Clinton Memorial Public Service and let them know what's going on in case they need extra help.
Okay on it.
8591 to 8590.
Yeah, right. You want me to get? I'm on my way down 68 to the station. You want me to stop by scene and give you guys a hand?
Man, we got enough. You can disregard. We're gonna be transporting.
Your plan.
83, I'm clear on all.
83, okay, 1143, 8 boy, 42, you copy.
42, I copy.
Okay.
Hey, David, 82, show me in route, is that where?
Hey, David, 82, show you in route 21262, US Route 68, 1144. Were you caught clear on all traffic?
Where I count.
1144.
David, 83.
Hey, David, 83.
Right, did you make contact with the coroner?
Affirmative. She's been advised and given the address. Should be en route.
Okay.
For David, 88, both units, check up.
8590.
8590, care flight advising, no flight due to weather, no flight due to weather.
Yep.
8590. We'll be going to Clinton Memorial Public Service and let them know what's going on in case they need extra help.
Okay, on it. 8591 to 8590.
Yeah, right.
You want me to get? I'm on my way down 68 to the station. You want me to stop by seeing, give you guys a hand?
Man, we got enough. You can disregard. We're gonna be transport.
Yes, sir.
8590.
8590.
Squad 80 is en route to Clinton Memorial. Did you advise them?
Squad 80 en route Clinton Memorial 1149, and that's affirmative. They have been advised of your status.
That's clear. It's probably going to be 15-man ETA, okay?
Right. I took care of that as well.
Thank you.
For David, 88. For David, 90. Check up.
Well, that's the NFL tag.
1151.
David, 83. Show me on scene.
8, David, 83. On scene, 1155.
8, boy, 42. Show me on scene.
8, boy, 42. On scene, 1157.
On 80. Out of Claremont. Clinton Memorial.
Squad 80, show you out of Clinton Memorial 1208.